It's Monday, January the 17th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, catch up. China's slowing economic growth, and Credit Suisse's latest setback. First, the world in brief. China's economic growth slowed during the fourth quarter of 2021 as the country felt the effects of a property sector crisis and fresh COVID-19 outbreaks. The economy expanded by 4% year-on-year in October to December, compared with 4.9% in the previous quarter. Full-year growth was 8.1% in 2021, exceeding the government's target of 6% and rebounding from the 2.2% growth registered in 2020. Antonio Horta Osorio resigned as chairman of Credit Suisse, a troubled bank, after twice breaking COVID-19 quarantine rules in 2021, including by attending the Wimbledon tennis finals. Mr. Horta Osorio was recruited last year to help the lender repair its tattered reputation. In 2020, the bank's chief executive, Tijan Tiam, was booted out following a spying scandal. In 2021, it lost $5.5 billion in its dealings with Archegos, a failed hedge fund. There were reports of a second eruption of the underwater volcano that caused a tsunami and ash to engulf Tonga, a tiny Pacific island nation, on Saturday. Although with communications down, verification is proving tricky. There is similarly no confirmation of casualties, though initial reports suggest they are low. Australia and New Zealand pledged to send aid. Both countries also launched surveillance flights. The Australian Open, the first major event of the tennis season, began without Novak Djokovic, the world's top-ranked male player. Mr. Djokovic, who has not been vaccinated against COVID-19, flew out of Australia on Sunday, having failed to stop the government from revoking his visa. It was cancelled on the grounds of, quote, health and good order. Two teenagers were arrested in Britain in relation to a siege at a synagogue in Dallas, Texas. Police stormed the building on Sunday, killing the British assailant. Four hostages were freed. President Joe Biden called the incident, quote, an act of terror. The hostage taker was heard demanding the release of Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani who was jailed for attempting to kill American soldiers. Britain's Culture Secretary, Nadine Dorias, announced the future demise of the BBC's licence fee and said the national broadcaster must find new ways to fund its content. The levy, payable by most Brits who watch television, will remain in place until at least 2027. The government has accused the BBC of bias. Opposition parties say they simply dislike its criticism. Ukraine's government said it has evidence that Russia was responsible for a cyber attack against government websites on Friday. Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, has amassed 100,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. Talks between Russia, America, and NATO to resolve the situation failed last week. And fact of the day. 11. The number of China's 25 Politburo members who will have to step down this year because of age. Chinese politics face a shake-up.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.